I'm violinist Simone Porter, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Ruth, and I'm 13 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Ruth. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of William Tell Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're listening to snippets of Rossini's big old William Tell overture, and then on Friday, we'll hear them all mashed together as one work. Today, part two. Part two is called The Storm. As we mentioned yesterday, different parts of the overture suggest different kinds of ideas in the opera. So today's storm is about the political storm, or the way things are inside Switzerland at the time of the opera, which are pretty rough because they've been occupied by the country of Austria for a very long time, and the Swiss people feel very oppressed. Just a perfect example of this is that the Austrian boss of William Tell's town gets himself a pole and he sticks it right in the middle of the town square and he puts his hat on top of it. And just to show how powerful he is, he insists that everybody in the town who walks by the pole stop and bow to his hat. Well, William Tell was not going to do this. He had pretty much had it. The Austrian boss decides he's going to punish William Tell for not bowing to the hat, and here is a story about William Tell that you might recognize. He's known in his Swiss town for being an excellent archer, really good eye with a bow and arrow. So the Austrian boss says, "Okay, archer guy, here's what you're going to do. I'm going to make your son stand over there against a tree with an apple on his head, and you are going to shoot that apple right off your son's head." Now, William Tell drew two arrows. He fired one right through the middle of the apple. His son was totally fine. And when the Austrian boss asked him why he had two arrows, William Tell basically said, "If I had missed, buddy, that second arrow was for you." Ooh, brave and rebellious William Tell. Let's listen to the stormy part of the William Tell overture, performed here again by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kevin Rhodes. Oh, tough times in Switzerland. Kevin Rhodes conducted the Traverse Symphony Orchestra in part two, The Storm, of the William Tell Overture by Gioachino Rossini. Don't forget, we'll ask our Quizlet question on Friday. And to help you out, we will warn you about which Kids Commute episode will feature the answer. Now, I want to remind you, our Kids Commute live concert, our circus extravaganza. We're putting that together with the Interlaken Wind Symphony and the theater department. That concert is coming up next Friday, October 11th. We would love to see you there so much that we have tickets for you. All you have to do is text the word tickets to our Quizlet line. Area code 231-237-7482. And let us know how many people in your family you would like to bring to see the circus extravaganza, and we will save you some seats. And again, all kinds of special surprises. We worked on it with the students. We have some pre-show concert fun starting at about 6:30 with all kinds of circus surprises happening, student performances, neat stuff. Again, that is next Friday, October 11th. We would love to see you there. Text tickets to 231-237-7482 and tell us how many tickets you'd like. Bring your whole family. I would love to see you there. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. I'll see you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.